Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Welcome to the final week of Watchmen on the Wall in 2021. I hope you and your family had a wonderful Christmas celebration. All this week, we have different speakers highlighting our gleanings opportunity. The annual gleanings is a very special time here at Watchmen on the Wall. Your continued prayers and financial support allow us to bring clarity to the chaos and help make sense of the world around us. Please help us finish this year strong. Your tax-deductible gift needs to be postmarked by this Friday, December 31st, to count on your 2021 taxes. Please give today. You can support Watchmen on the Wall by visiting our website, swrc.com, and click on the Support SWRC button at the top right of the homepage. That's swrc.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can mail your gift to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. That's P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. There are more opportunities than ever to proclaim the truth that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Lord willing, and with your help, 2022 will feature many new resources, the launch of our online streaming service, FaithNet TV, and conferences all over the country. The Central Florida Prophecy Conference, our next in-person conference, will take place Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th in Lakeland, Florida. Speakers include Bill Federer, Dr. Larry Spargimino, James Collins, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Greg Patton, Dr. Ken Lindau, and Larry Stamm. Registration is now open. Visit swrc.com and click on Events at the top of the homepage. Registration is free but required. The Central Florida Prophecy Conference, January 28th and 29th in Lakeland, Florida. Register today by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144 or visit swrc.com. Lots of exciting ways to stay connected and up to date with Watchmen on the Wall. Our daily podcast, as well as our podcast In the Beacon's Light. Subscribe to these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. Our SWRC app is another way to take us with you. The SWRC app features this daily program and articles from teachers like Dr. Larry Spargimino and James Collins. Simply search SWRC on your smartphone or tablet and download the SWRC app today. Would you please take some time today and visit our website, swrc.com. swrc.com is the premier place for resources with an eternal impact. Brand new books and DVDs from Greg Patton and Larry Stamm, resources back in print from Dr. Carl Baugh, Rob Lindstedt, and Dave Breese, and exclusive content from Jonathan Kahn you can only get from Watchmen on the Wall. We also have our brand new 2022 prophecy calendar, a total of over 900 resources with free shipping on all orders over $100. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com. We want to send a special greeting to all of the first-time listeners to Watchmen on the Wall. If you're a new listener, welcome. We would love to share a free gift with you. Request your free new listener pack today by calling 1-800-652-1144. In the new listener pack, you get a welcome letter, the latest issue of our monthly newsletter, The Prophetic Observer, and a free gift. Call today and request your free new listener pack, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Our Moment of Prophecy e-newsletter is available free of charge to everyone. Twice a week, you receive encouragement from Dr. Larry Spargimino, information on the latest resources from James Collins, and timely articles to equip you during your week. Sign up today for the Moment of Prophecy e-newsletter. Visit swrc.com or simply call 1-800-652-1144. Now, here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and staff evangelist James Collins, to share all the details on this year's Gleanings opportunities.
Gift giving at Christmas has been a Christian tradition since the day when the wise men visited Jesus in Bethlehem. Their response of worship was expressed in the gifts that the wise men gave to the Lord Jesus Christ.
The gold acknowledged the royalty of the newborn king. The incense expressed the prayers of his high priestly ministry. The myrrh symbolized the fragrance of his ultimate sacrifice for our sins.
Now, as we approach the end of 2021, all of us sense that God has graciously brought us through another year of challenges, hope, and blessing. Please continue to pray for God's protection and blessing on our ministry. We could not take the gospel to the world if it were not for your help. Your gifts keep us on the air and imprint year after year to herald the good news that Jesus is coming again.
Today, more than ever, people need to hear the prophetic words of hope and challenge for the future. Romans 15:13 reminds us that we need to be filled with all joy and peace, abounding in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost.
God has poured out His Spirit in these last days so that His children can proclaim the gospel with hope and with confidence. He has also blessed us with the opportunity to invest financially in His Word right here on earth.
Despite all the challenges of our decadent culture or post-pandemic world and the increasing hostility against true Christianity, the gospel continues to reach hearts, capture minds, and transform lives.
Imagine explaining the love of Jesus Christ with a young woman at the moment she is searching for hope, or with a father who is exhausted and broken from months of unemployment, or maybe a teen on the brink of suicide. Each day, we here at Southwest Radio Ministries receive phone calls and emails that testify how we have changed people in all kinds of life situations from all over the world.
Through our radio outreach, website, social media, emails, and television outreach, we can reach into places where a preacher may never have the opportunity to preach. Your gifts and prayers can help minister to even more people during these uncertain times.
We here at Southwest Radio Ministries have been proclaiming the gospel since April of 1933. And with your help, we intend to keep on doing it as long as God provides the resources to do so.
Southwest Radio Church was founded in April of 1933 by Dr. E.F. Weber. Dr. Weber was a pastor of a church here in Oklahoma City, and he felt that God was calling him to be on the radio. So he purchased time on a local AM radio station, and he called his program Southwest Radio Church because he was broadcasting from the Southwest and because he believed that his listening audience was an extension of his church.
You know, Dr. Spargimino, a lot has changed over the years. From that first AM radio station, we have grown, and now Southwest Radio Ministries has a worldwide outreach. We're now on over 700 radio stations. We have websites, podcasts, apps, and a book publishing company. And we also recently expanded into television with FaithNet TV. Yeah, it's true. A lot has changed over the years. But since April of 1933, our theme has basically been the same: Bible teaching with an emphasis on those things other ministries don't normally teach, including Bible prophecy.
Well, yes, James, Dr. Weber's favorite verse in the Bible was Isaiah 21:6. That verse says, "For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Go, set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. Since 1933, we've been your watchman on the wall. Our ministry declares the signs of the times. We point out the things the Lord Jesus Christ said to look for before he returns. Everyone here at Southwest Radio Ministries believes that God has called us to be watchmen on the wall.
I certainly feel that calling. You know, Dr. Spargimino, we fill a void in the sense that we address subjects here on the Watchman on the Wall that no other ministry will touch. Now, that doesn't mean we agree 100% with every guest we have on the program, but you and I both agree we think it's important that we're challenged sometime. But everything on our program must be backed up by God's Word. The Bible is our standard, and we understand that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of the living God.
Well, again, James, I do want to emphasize that a huge part of our ministry as Watchmen on the Wall is to share the gospel. Our statistics tell us that 40% of people that listen to Christian radio are lost. They do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, so we unashamedly share the saving gospel, and we do it on almost every program, because that's really the key, finding the Savior who loves people out there and having eternal life. And in a world of uncertainty, fear, and confusion, that is so important. How can we be happy unless we know where we go when we die?
Well, amen. You know, one of the ways that we have to share the gospel is our ongoing outreach with the Onesimus Prison Ministry. We reach out to thousands of incarcerated men and women. By the way, the Onesimus Prison Ministry is supported by our calendar. The men and women in prison love to receive our calendar. Now, probably most of the people listening to us today no longer use a wall calendar. Today, it seems like most people use the electronic calendar on their smartphone or computer. However, the people who are in prison are not allowed the use of those types of devices, so our calendar is very important to them. And not only does it help them mark time, but it also has a Bible study. You know, Dr. Spargimino, it was a privilege for me to write this year's calendar. It's based on my book that's going to be released next month, The 12. It's a study of the 12 minor prophets of the Old Testament. And if you're listening, when you purchase a calendar, we're able to send a calendar to someone in prison. So we hope that you'll purchase one or more of our calendars this year.
Well, we also support a church and a Christian school in Pakistan. Pakistan actually means land of the pure. It's an Islamic country in South Asia, bordered by Afghanistan, Iran, China, and India. Over the years, Pakistan has been subjected to numerous invasions by Persians, Greeks, Turks, Afghans, Mongols, Sikhs, and the British. Pakistan finally obtained independence from India and became an Islamic nation in 1956. Although officially a Muslim country, many in Pakistan are hungry to hear the gospel. So Southwest Radio Ministry provides funds for a church mission in this dangerous country. We also support a Christian school for those children who are not allowed to go to government schools because of their faith. And we call it Grace Charity Christian School because we here at Southwest Radio Church raise the funds, because if the kids had to pay tuition, guess what? They wouldn't be able to go. If they didn't go to a Christian school, they probably wouldn't be able to go to an Islamic school either, because they have a lot of trouble from the teachers and also from the other students. So this is a tremendous work. We see souls saved, and we see young boys and girls being trained in their language, in English, in health, hygiene, and also the Word of God. They find out that there is a God in heaven who loves them eternally.
Now, Dr. Spargimino, you were involved in the founding of that ministry in Pakistan, the church and the school both. Tell me about that.
Well, in 2009, I went with a friend from Tennessee, Garney Snavely, and we had a tremendous time. We founded the church, went back in 2010. I ordained Pastor Victor Samuel, and also in 2010, we started the Christian school, Grace Charity School. And wow, what a blessing. You know, we had so many young people wanting to go to school, and the parents, when they heard about Jesus. And we have a great pastor there, Pastor Victor Samuel. He studied with me. He's thoroughly solid in the Word. He's a good preacher. He's a good teacher. He has a good home life. Wow, the Lord has really blessed both the church and the school, so I rejoice that I was allowed the privilege of being used by God to work in that environment.
As you're aware, Dr. Spargimino, one of the problems with any ministry is financing, and that's certainly true here with us at Southwest Radio Ministries. This past year has been especially difficult for our ministry. It was just heartbreaking, but this past summer, the post office lost our June mail. They just lost it. We still don't know where it ended up, but there was nothing we could do about it. But because of that mistake, we had very little income in the month of June.
And also, James, as you know, giving is down. Since January of 2021, prices have increased. In just a year's time, our country has been plagued by runaway inflation. Today, the cost of a gallon of gasoline is much more than double what it was a year ago. The cost of living has gone up so much, and there is so much uncertainty in the economy that people are holding on to their money. People have stopped giving. In other words, they don't have that freedom to have a discretionary outflow. They said, we don't know what's going to happen. We better hold on to what we got. Well, I can understand that, but the Lord's work has to continue because that's a mandate from heaven. God has called us to do that.
And we don't have millions in the bank somewhere, so we have to rely on support from our listening audience. Many people don't realize, Dr. Spargimino, but it costs money to be on the radio. We have to purchase airtime on those stations. And this past year, we had to cut several radio stations because the listeners in those particular markets just didn't support us enough to continue to purchase that airtime.
Southwest Radio Ministries, of course, James, is listener-supported. So we're coming to you, the listener, to ask for your help. We would like you to do two things for us, and it's really important. First of all, we would like you to pray. Prayer is the key to heaven's storehouse, so please pray for us. Pray that God will provide finances, that our ministry would continue, and that lives would be eternally changed through our ministry. And let me underscore the fact, this is a ministry, and a ministry is a spiritual work, and the best way to do a spiritual work is by spiritual means. So friends, we really mean it. We're asking you to pray and pray and pray. You know, the Bible speaks about agonizing in prayer, and that's what we do here, and that's what we hope you do as well. Agonize in prayer for us, for our country. My, we need blessings, but we need Jesus Christ and His Spirit to help us.
In addition to prayer, we would also like you to consider making a gleaning offering to Southwest Radio Ministries. In Leviticus 19:10, the Jewish people were instructed not to glean their vineyards, but to leave some for the poor and for strangers. To glean was to take everything in the vineyard and leave no extra. So God wanted them to leave the extras. They were also instructed to leave stalks of corn in the corners of the field for the poor and the widows and the fatherless. So here is the principle, the biblical principle. Look all around at the way God is blessing you and providing for you, and start being aware of all the extra things that God has allowed you to have. And rather than hoard all the extras, look for those in need around you and allow them to glean from those extra blessings that God has given you. We often accumulate more than we need, so we ask you to consider generously and strategically blessing us here at Southwest Radio Ministries. Trust me, God will refill your supply the more that you give. You cannot outgive God.
Well, the biblical principle of gleaning is seen dramatically in the life of Ruth. Have you ever been in a difficult place, low on resources, and not sure where to turn for help? Well, Ruth was there. Yet God directed her to the field of a man named Boaz. Not only did he allow her to glean in his field, but he also went further than that. He was kind. He was inclusive. Told her she didn't need to go elsewhere. He was committed, instructed his other servants to be kind to her, and he addressed all her needs in a spirit of compassion. Boaz is one of those guys I really love. You know, at church last summer, we went through the book of Ruth, and I think all our people really said, you know, here was a guy who had means, but he wasn't stuck up, he wasn't a snob, and he didn't hold on to everything. He helped. What a wonderful example for our listeners, for us, for all of us. You know, freely we've received, and freely we need to give.
Amen. Well, we're asking everyone listening today to give a gleaning offering to Southwest Radio Ministries. Would you prayerfully ask the Lord what He would have you to give and then give it?
If you give before December 31st, your offering is tax deductible for 2021. Southwest Radio Ministries is a nonprofit organization. That means when you give, you can deduct your gift from your taxes. But to get credit for your gift this year, it must be given by December the 31st.
You can give a gleaning offering to Southwest Radio Ministries by mailing it to Southwest Radio Ministries, P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73147. That address once again is Southwest Radio Ministries, P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73147. You can also call with your gift. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can easily give online. Just go to our website, swrc.com, and click on the box that says Support SWRC. Again, that website is swrc.com.
This year, we're offering three unique gleaning gifts. First of all, if you give a gleaning offering of $275 or more, you will receive the Illuminated Torah. This edition of the Complete Torah, the first five books of the Bible, is the signature production of Holy Land Gifts. It's beautiful. Made in and imported from Israel, this book is a spectacular presentation of the Word of God that is beautifully rendered with color engravings and decorative motifs along the covers and pages. The original Hebrew text of the Torah is presented side by side with the English translation so that you can read both at the same time without turning pages.
If you give a gleaning gift of $100, you'll receive God's Promises for You box. It's a beautiful painted canvas cloth box depicting the Lion of Judah, looking over the holy city of Jerusalem. The box contains 120 Bible verse cards. It's a gift you can enjoy throughout the year.
If you give a gleaning gift of $50, you will receive a blue and gold mezuzah. The Hebrew word mezuzah means doorpost. According to tradition, the mezuzah is to be attached to the doorpost at the entrance of a home. The mezuzah itself consists of a small scroll of parchment on which are written Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Our beautiful mezuzah features beautiful seven-branch menorah, a beautiful menorah in the Hebrew letter Shin, which stands for God Almighty.
Now, you may not be able to give a gift of $50 or $100 or $275, and that's okay. You may think that your gift will not amount to much, but little is much when God is in it. So if you could give $10 or $20, you know, Dr. Spargimino, if everyone listening to me right now would just give $20.22, that's $20.22 for the year 2022, we'd be able to meet all of our financial obligations.
Amen to that. And once again, as the Lord has blessed you, would you ask Him if He would have you give a gleaning gift to Southwest Radio Ministries? Please pray and remember us in your giving plans so we can stay on the air in your area.
Once again, you can give a gleaning offering to Southwest Radio Ministries by mailing it to Southwest Radio Ministries, P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73147. Again, that address is Southwest Radio Ministries, P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73147. You can call with your gift. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144, 1-800-652-1144. Or again, you can easily give online. Just go to our webpage, swrc.com, and click on the box that says Support, SWRC. Again, that website is swrc.com.
Well, friends, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for praying. And thank you for supporting your Watchman on the Wall program. We hope you have a blessed Christmas season and a happy new year.
Thank you, gentlemen. Our year-end giving is so vital. With your help, we can finish 2021 strong and start the new year with the funds to produce new resources, hold in-person and online conferences, and launch brand new ways to proclaim the truth. Podcasts, apps, and an online streaming channel are all ways to reach even more people with the good news that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Please give generously today. You can support Watchmen on the Wall by visiting our website, swrc.com, and click on the Support SWRC button at the top right of our homepage. That's swrc.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or if you wish, you can mail your gift to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. That's P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for standing with Watchmen on the Wall. Before we go, I wanted to encourage you again to visit our website, swrc.com. I can't stress how much great information and encouragement is there at swrc.com. Not only will you find timely articles about current events and Bible prophecy, archive programs, and a list of all of our upcoming events and conferences, you'll also find our Resource Center with over 900 books, DVDs, and items designed to encourage and help you make sense of the world around us. SWRC.com is where you'll find the brand new television program, Jewish Roots of Christianity, hosted by teacher Larry Stamm. Greg Patton's brand new book, Living in Today's World. You'll also find Larry Spargimino's groundbreaking new book, Needless Death, COVID Corruption Control. The brand new Christian novel by Jerry Tyson, Alexandra's Account. All of these items are available at SWRC.com. Additional books and films by Billy Crone, J.R. Church, Tom Horn, Jonathan Kahn, and Michael Hoggard, just to name a few. SWRC.com. The resources that bring clarity to the chaos are found at SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. Tomorrow, author and teacher Greg Patton will be here to talk about how you can have an eternal impact in the new year when you support Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. My friends, be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.